Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee, kurup, ciao, weevee, vakat, bang, guten tag, half a day, jai janendra, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan. Peace, how? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Killitary Industrial Corporation in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy, mocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where rotting corpse is the cuisine of choice for the sophisticated palate. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. So I was trying to forget my birthday on September 29th. I turned the big 2-0 for the third time. Is that possible? I can't possibly be60? I mean, I know that my maturity level is about 20, you know. Okay, maybe 17. So I'm a 17-year-old in a 60-year-old body. That makes me old enough to be my own father. My own grandfather? But I guess that by being vegan, you know, with being vegan, 60 is really the new 30. Yeah, and then we have to add on 10 years for stress, for what happens to animals on the planet, all of their suffering, as people torture and kill them, mistaking them for food, clothing, entertainers, and subjects of experiments. Yeah, I'm sure that adds 10 years of stress. 10 years onto my 60 is the new 30. You know, so I'm at that age. Well, you know, the Thai massage practitioner guessed I was, you know, or maybe she was just looking for a bigger tip, you know. Ah, you're so strong for someone 40 years old, she said to me. Thank you, Lucy. Here's another roll of pennies, more for your tip. You know, that was such a nice birthday present that I had. Traditional Thai massage from an authentic practitioner. One of the keys to good health, I believe. Oh, really amazing. You have to try it. Goes back to the days of Buddha, which I think is about the time I was born, it seems. Having that birthday, trying to forget it, and it's not possible in the age of Facebook. As soon as I turned on the computer, happy birthday from Mongolia, Bob. Happy birthday from Liverpool. Happy birthday from Australia. We are the world. We are reminding you that you are older. You're 60. 60! All the years I was a program director in radio, Z92 in Omaha, Jazzy 100 in Washington, D.C., KIFM in San Diego, The Sound in Seattle, Love 94 in Miami, CD 101 New York. The goal was always to attract the prime demographic, 18 to 54-year-olds, 25 to 54-year-olds. That's who advertisers want to reach. Now I'm 6 years out of the prime desired demographic myself. I don't even want me as a listener to my own radio show. But wait, what did I just say? You know, for a vegan, 60 is the new 30. Well, plus the 10 years of stress for animal suffering. So, I mean, to tell you the truth, I really never expected to make it to 60. I've already surpassed the ages to which both my parents lived. My father died at the age of 47, a sudden heart attack. And all of his brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, had heart disease. And we thought, wow, this is in the family. This is in our genes. Or was it on the plate? Because the whole family ate the same extremist diet of high cholesterol, fatty flesh, and fatty bovine mammary secretions, and cholesterol bomb bird embryos. So my father died of a heart attack at 47, and I thought, heart disease in my genes, lucky if I make it to 47. But my love for animals compelled me to go vegan 27 years ago. So I'm just a kid, you know, I'm just a kid emceeing the World Veg Festival in Golden Gate Park all this weekend. just the kid, if you consider Dixie May the main organizer of this event, the president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, in her mid-70s. She's dancing all around this place with the energy of a whole season of Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, maybe I'm just upset about my birthday because, well, it's September 29th, and, you know, great to be a Libra, the scales, justice, and all that. But, you know, on September 29th, I mean, other people who have that birthday, Bryant Gumbel, David Lee Roth, Gene Autry, Jerry Lee Lewis, well, Stephanie Miller. And while I'm proud to be in their astrological family, if my mother could have just held out to today, just a few more days, October 2nd, I would have shared my birthday with Gandhi, a world hero who achieved social justice and liberation through nonviolence and veganism, who has inspired the great social justice leaders of our day, Martin Luther King Jr. and Cesar Chavez and Denis Kucinich. I've had the privilege of speaking on a number of occasions at Jane Centers in both Milpitas and Anaheim. I like to request that Janes be Janes and not try to assimilate into American society and not eat sacred cow burgers, but instead, you know, Janes need to influence Americans with their philosophy of compassion for all living beings. But I'm also encouraging Janes to go vegan, as historically in India, they have consumed cow's milk, and no cow's milk in this country is ahimsa. It is all himsa instead. All cow's milk comes with cruelty. You can't separate dairy from rape, kidnapping, baby killing, and mother murder, infanticide, matricide. If Gandhi were alive today, he would say, go vegan. He'd probably be with us right now at Golden Gate Park. If you're listening to Green 960 in the Bay Area, we broadcast at 3 p.m. on Sundays, and World Veg Fest is happening right now, today, Sunday, October 2nd, in Golden Gate Park, at the County Fair Building, 9th at Lincoln in San Francisco. And it is my honor to MC this event every year. It is the 12th annual. I spoke this morning on vegan animal liberation activism and the campaign to abolish meat. I'll talk more about that later in this program. But I want to invite all non-vegans listening right now on Green 960. Come on down right now. We're at 9th and Lincoln. What's happening down here can save the life of your children. It can save mom and dad. It can save the planet and billions of animals. So shouldn't you learn about it? And I want to make this offer to all non-vegans listening right now to Green 960. Come to the County Fair Building right now. Come. I'll arrange for you. Admission is free for you, okay? You come to the entrance, come to the gate, tell them, Bob Linden just said on the radio, my admission is free. That's for all non-vegans, or I should say pre-vegans, listening on Green 960 right this very moment. Bring your family, bring your friends, tell them at the gate, Bob Linden said, my admission is free. Check out what's going on here. The festival runs until 6 p.m., so there's plenty of time to explore, experience, taste. Miyoko Shinner, my guest from last week's show, is doing a food demonstration right now until 3:45 in the main auditorium. Come on over, try her vegan cheese, starting at 4 o'clock in the main auditorium. Also, my guest from last week, Dr. Richard Openlander, with a very important book about environmentalism, Comfortably Unaware. So if you consider yourself an environmentalist but still eat meat, please come down here now. Your admission is free. Come hear Dr. Openlander speak. Tell them at the gate, Bob Linden said, admission free. You can thank me for saving your life later, you know. It's Gandhi's birthday. Many vegetarian events happen at this time of year because of it. When I was involved with starting the original World Fest in Los Angeles, a vegan festival, it was in early October. And, you know, holy cow, if Gandhi were alive today, I'm sure he would be here asking you to go vegan. But, of course, we can't have Gandhi, but we do have T. Colin Campbell speaking at 6:30 this evening. T. Colin Campbell has been all over the news. Bill Clinton credits him for his conversion to a vegan diet. His book, The China Study, is the largest study of diet and health ever, and everybody's talking about the movie Forks Over Knives. T. Colin Campbell is the speaker here tonight, 6:30 in the main auditorium. I invite all non-vegans, or pre-vegans as I like to call them, come down, see T. Colin Campbell for free. We are at the County Fair Building in Golden Gate Park, 9th at Lincoln. Tell them at the gate, I heard Bob Linden on Green 960 say I can get in for free. So come on down. I look forward to seeing you here with your friends and your family. As I said, the festival runs until 6, T. Colin Campbell at 6:30. So come on down. You know, I have to wonder what Gandhi would say if he were here. What would he be saying at this? Well, it's really his birthday party, right? So what would he be saying other than, are you sure this birthday cake is vegan? It tastes pretty rich. What? No eggs? No butter? Really? Now, that's a non-violent piece of cake. I think that's what Gandhi would be saying if he were here today. But I do know what Gandhi did say in the past. I would like to quote him here. There's a rich history of talking about nonviolence and animal rights and vegetarianism. Gandhi said, quote, and he was, by the way, no fan of animal experimentation, no fan of vivisection. He said, quote, I abhor vivisection with my whole soul. All the scientific discoveries stained with innocent blood I count as of no consequence. Gandhi also said of vivisection, he said, quote, vivisection is the blackest of all the black crimes that a man is at present committing against God and his fair creation. It ill becomes us to invoke in our daily prayers the blessings of God, the compassionate, if we in turn will not practice elementary compassion toward our fellow creatures. Gandhi also said, to my mind, the life of a lamb is no less precious than that of a human being. I should be unwilling to take the life of a lamb for the sake of the human body. Gandhi also said, I want to realize brotherhood or identity not merely with the beings called human, but I want to realize identity with all life, even with such beings as crawl upon the earth. Gandhi also said, quote, I do not regard flesh food as necessary for us. I hold flesh food to be unsuited for our species. We err in copying the supposedly lower animal world if we are superior to it. The only way to live is to let live. And also Gandhi said, the greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. I hold that the more helpless a creature, the more entitled she is to protection by people from the cruelty of humankind. So that is what Gandhi is quoted as saying on this, his birthday, October 2nd. Another great Libra. Coming up on today's program, we celebrate the historic ban on fur, just unanimously passed by the West Hollywood City Council. We talk to animal rights attorney and filmmaker Shannon Keith. Her documentary, Skin Trade, exposes the fur industry for what it is. So please stay with us, and please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We have to purchase the airtime. When you support Go Vegan with Bob Linden, you are also supporting Progressive Talk Radio. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to make a donation online, please visit GoVeganRadio.com.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
Here's an easy way to create more delicious, healthful, and affordable meals. Visit RecipeFactory.net.
where you can analyze existing recipes or create new ones, customize to use or avoid specific ingredients, meet your dietary, aesthetic, and budget requirements, check complete protein, inflammation, and glycemic load, create food and meal substitutes, upload your recipe creations, and download others. Visit recipefactory.net. Create at recipefactory.net.
You'll love Loving Hut, the fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants ever, now with over 200 worldwide. The first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford students and faculty have one at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. Visit lovinghut.us for the location near you, including three in San Francisco, Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, and Elk Grove. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us.
It's time for 21st century technology for your nonprofit organization's communications and fundraising. It's time for Mobile Matters. What's the exciting, effective new way to mobilize supporters, raise awareness, solicit donations? Text messaging from Mobile Matters. Visit mobilematters.org or call 212-777-2448. You text, everybody texts. Everybody has a mobile phone. Now you can reach more members and supporters, raise more funds and awareness, and retain greater long-term relationships. Mobile Matters helps nonprofits, schools, universities, political and advocacy groups, professional fundraisers, event planners, and businesses. Mobile Matters on Facebook. Call 212-777-2448, mobilematters.org, or simply text MM to 55678.
Stop eating animal burger.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. For over 10 years now, vegan, animal liberation, meaty infiltration. How do we do it? Well, it's a bribocracy. If we give the radio stations money, they will actually run an animal rights radio program. I can't do it because I'm an animal rights activist, so I have to ask you to support the program with a tax-deductible donation. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives, you know, there are hundreds of free archives available on the website, and for podcasts. And to donate online, it's goveganradio.com. Well, I am very happy to have my next guest back on the program. Shannon Keith is an animal rights attorney and documentary filmmaker whose credits include Behind the Mask, the story of the people who risk everything to save animals, that movie, an examination of the animal liberation front. I even made an appearance in that movie. I'm the one, I think I'm actually the only one not wearing a ski mask in that movie, so you'll know who I am there. And but I am wearing a ski mask right now to make up for it. So, Shannon's second movie, Skin Trade, is about the fur industry. That industry just dealt a major blow by world fashion leader West Hollywood, whose city council just voted unanimously to ban the sale of fur clothing, a monumental, historic action. And Shannon was in on the campaign from the beginning, a major protagonist in it. So welcome again to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. How are you, Shannon?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hanging in there. I mean, I'm happy over this victory. I'm almost in a state of shock that something actually went in our favor. So, how did this all come about?
I feel the same way.
Yeah. In fact, that night that they voted on it, it was already morning, 1 o'clock in the morning when the West Hollywood City Council voted. It almost seemed shaky that they were debating, will we vote on it tonight? Will we wait? And so we were almost, you know, kind of gearing up for a disappointment, and then they suddenly got it together, voted unanimously to ban fur, and I think we were shocked that such a good thing could happen. So how did all of this happen for you?
Yeah.
How did this develop for you, and how did you get involved?
I got involved through Ed Buck and Ellen Laventhal. Ed Buck kind of is deeply involved in the politics in West Hollywood and knew John D'Amico, who was running for city council. And we had a meeting and decided to make this kind of a dual campaign, where on the one end, we tried to get John D'Amico elected, and on the other end, it would be, you know, anti-fur rallies and educating the public about the atrocities of fur. And we decided to make it a dual campaign because we met with John D'Amico. He had already made assurances to Ed Buck, but we did meet with him, and he told us, you know, point blank, that if he gets elected, his very first order of business will be to get West Hollywood to go for free. And, you know, I know what people say about politicians, and I definitely have had my fair share of scummy politicians, but I believed him. I could tell he was a genuine, honest person. He had rescue animals. I just knew his heart was there, and I knew that we could trust him. And so we just went for it, and we rallied every week in West Hollywood, several volunteers. I mean, this is, you know, this was the work of a lot of people. It takes a lot to get something like this done. And there were so many people involved, like Kimberly Dreher, who, you know, canvassed neighborhoods, and, you know, so many others who attended the rallies and, you know, spoke out on behalf of the animals, just to educate West Hollywood, you know, and people like, you know, Ellen Laventhal, who went, you know, door to door from, you know, all the boutiques in West Hollywood, and she gave them copies of Skin Trade and talked about the fur industry, and, you know, many of them took fur off the shelves right away. So it was just months and months of that kind of a thing. And when John D'Amico was elected, that was our first victory, and we just celebrated our second major victory, West Hollywood going fur free.
Yeah, it is. It's quite amazing, and people who would never consider getting involved with a political campaign were all out there. I know I brought my megaphone out there. Usually it's for circus protests and fur protests and vivisection protests, and there I was in West Hollywood asking people to elect John D'Amico also. And yeah, there were so many people involved with making this happen. So I mean, it's just too many to name, but I really think that the tide turned, and we knew things would really come in our favor once I came up with the chant, we ho, fur free we go. I think
that's a brilliant. That was so fabulous when you did that. I was like, that is amazing.
I thought,
oh my gosh,
it was a turning point in the campaign. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It was just the inspiration, and it became a major chant. And you know, but we hope starts with we ho in a way, and we hope that this will serve as a model for cities around the world. I mean, also West Hollywood, I mean, is a fashion center too. So for this to happen there is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I think that we all kind of, I don't know if the word knew is the right word, but I mean, we definitely had high hopes, you know, just because West Hollywood's always shown compassion for the animals, but we didn't know, you know, how the fur industry would react and, you know, those boutiques that make a lot of money off the killing of animals. And, you know, of course, we did have our fair share of opponents, and, you know, the fur industry was there fighting against us and some boutique owners, but there just wasn't enough. There wasn't enough to convince the city council and the people of West Hollywood that was good enough to engage in cruelty. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, that's what gives me hope. You know, it was a little bit shaky towards the end there, and we were all nervous, and you know, we watched the city council debate about this after public comment, and I was a little nervous, thinking, wait a minute, oh, they might not vote, they might vote against this, I don't know. But at the end of the day, the animals won, and that's because you, Bob, and everyone else, you know, gave them a voice.
Mm-hmm. And it was actually interesting hearing the opposing side at that meeting, because really, I mean, it just exposes them for what their issues are. They said, hey, the cash register, I remember one woman saying, the cash register speaks, and fur is 15% of my business, you know. And so you can see that it's really greed over compassion and over animals' lives. It's all about profit. And then they were saying, oh, well, consumers should have a choice. How dare you take this choice away from consumers? But really, what choice do the animals have? And the choice they have,
exactly.
And you well document what's so awful about fur. And we're talking to Shannon Keith right now, and her latest movie is Skin Trade. And while I saw you in West Hollywood a few days ago, I'm actually speaking to you now. You're in Brazil.
I am in Brazil. I'm in Sao Paulo at the moment. And we just premiered Skin Trade over here last night to a packed house of 281 people. We had the film subtitled in Portuguese, and I had a translator there with me, and it was just an amazing night. Amazing.
Mm. And why in Brazil? Why is it happening there?
Brazil is one of the largest exporters of chinchilla for the fur farming industry. And there's a couple of great activists over here. There's Rosa Close from the Anti-Fur Society and Silvana from Onda. And they both helped put this together and to translate the film and get this all out there. Silvana is a journalist and got all these major media outlets involved and got the fashion industry alerted. And even the government here, the officials want to meet with me and talk about their chinchilla industry. So this is just really, they embrace, I think, I don't know if they, I don't want to go so far as to say they embrace American culture, but they definitely are paying attention to what's going on. And they want to be cutting edge, and they want to, I think, do the right thing. And I think they just need some kind of an influence to do it. And they're looking for that, and I think I'm giving it to them, and Skin Trade's giving that to them. And that's what I'm doing here, is to try to get them to stop the exporting of chinchilla.
Mm. And some people may not know, you know, what's so awful about fur. To you, what's so terrible about fur? Why are we all so against it?
And there's so many reasons why we're against the fur industry. Obviously, the most compelling reason is just the hideous cruelty involved in how the animals die for fur. You know, animals are gassed. They're skinned alive, their necks are broken while they're alive, they're beaten, they're stomped on, they're anally electrocuted, they're vaginally electrocuted. It's just horrible. They live their lives in confinement and horrific circumstances until that dreaded day as well. That's the number one reason. Number two is, I mean, actually that's really the only reason. You know, animals shouldn't die for anything, let alone for vanity, for somebody's, you know, fashion statement. But that's besides the point. You know, animals just shouldn't suffer, period, for anything, for any reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was also interesting seeing the debate at the city council in West Hollywood on what their thinking might be, how they can separate fur from leather, which, of course, I don't, and how they can separate fur from food, which I don't. But I can understand how the thinking might be in this society that really, I mean, just it's a culture of violence, acceptable violence. We don't think about it. We eat it. We eat violence. We wear it. It's in our schools, so it's really interesting to watch the thought process as people think these things through.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, just like you, Bob, I mean, obviously I'm against all forms of animal cruelty and animal exploitation, including leather, wool, animals for food, animals for entertainment. And, you know, of course that's something that was used against us by many people during the city council debate was, oh, you know, well, what's next? You know, leather, and then you're going to make West Hollywood a vegetarian city and a vegan city. And, you know, those are actually legitimate points to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because...
those are my goals, by the way. They would be my goals.
And they should be. And
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, Hello? Oh, sorry, I thought we got cut off. No, yeah, and they definitely are my goals, too. And I think they're the goals of everybody who cares about animals, but I think that we're all smart enough to realize that had we approached West Hollywood with an entirely vegan, cruelty-free city, that they would have laughed us out of the auditorium.
Right.
So, that's
for
realistic.
For John D'Amico's re-election in 4 years, it's going to be, well, what can I do this time? Well, maybe that'll be the time to go vegan, right? So
there you go.
To save us from global warming. And I'm actually interested in starting some campaigns to abolish meat. There's an abolish meat campaign that's coming out of France right now. And, you know, we ban plastic bags because they're so harmful. Well, our hospitals are full of victims of meat and dairy and the environment. So it may not be so far-fetched, but we start somewhere with the obvious. I mean, fur is total vanity. People, of course, still think animals, you know, that they have to eat them. So that's another step to get them to think that far. But you know, nobody's eating a mink sandwich necessarily. So they know it's like, wow, this is pure vanity. So let's stop this. And then, you know, I'll get back to them later, I suppose, you know. So
yeah, exactly. And, you know, also, I mean, something that, you know, I've found very interesting while here in Brazil is we've come across a lot of people wearing fur, including there was a woman, we had a reception just before Skin Trade Screen last night, and there was a woman standing in the reception area with a fur coat on. And we spoke to her, and she had absolutely no idea how animals are killed for fur. I mean, none. There's like zero education over here about how this happens. And she was so mortified when we told her. She immediately took it off, and she went in and watched the movie. And we came across a woman tonight in a vegan restaurant wearing fur, and she didn't know either where it came from. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people are kind of lying just to shut you up or whatever. These women legitimately, like, did not know where their garbage came from, you know?
Sure.
And I think it's important for all of us to realize that and sometimes just take a step back, you know, because there are people that really just have no idea and need to be educated. And once they are ready to make the right choice.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I was in Follow Your Heart a few months ago, and a woman came in with fur there, and this is a restaurant in Canoga Park, and people really like left the restaurant, and you know, I talked to her about her fur coat, and she, well, her excuse was, well, the animals were killed like in South America, which really, you know, the origin that
well, then it's okay.
It's okay. They weren't killed here. And also, an issue came up in West an issue came up in West Hollywood about maybe vintage fur being okay, and that's a loophole I think we oppose, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, any kind of fur wearing is perpetuating the fact that, you know, it's okay to wear animal fur and that it's fashionable. And I was actually surprised that came up, and I was surprised that it got into such detail like that, which I was actually glad that they brought that issue up, but it did kind of complicate things. And I'm, you know, hoping they go the right way with that as well. I mean, even though, you know, I talk about faux fur in Skin Trade, I'm also against wearing faux fur because, you know, any kind of quote-unquote fashionable statement that kind of legitimizes cruelty to animals, you know, isn't fashionable at all.
Right.
And I don't like people wearing that.
If you wear faux fur, you almost have to wear a sign that says this is faux fur, you know, so that people don't, you know, get upset with you, you know. And I think if people really want to get that fur, you know, it's kind of a fat and hairy look. So I suppose if people would just eat a couple more cheeseburgers and not shave, they can come to the the same fashionable statement that they're trying to make there. And so with vintage fur, just like the woman in Follow Your Heart saying, well, the animals were killed in South America or wherever, with vintage fur, what does it matter when they were killed, right? And so, I mean, that, you know, it doesn't make sense to wear that either. So how can people see Skin Trade or support you and your work, or what?
People can go to skintradethemovie.com, and you can learn and read about Skin Trade and watch our trailer and purchase a copy. And every purchase goes towards my next documentary. My next documentary is called Sanctuary, and it's about primates in captivity. And I focus on the lives of five primates and get into their history and tell their stories to the audience and the viewer about where they came from, which is from, you know, vivisection, from, you know, from circuses, and from the exotic pet trade. So it's a really important story to tell for these five specific primates, and for primates all over the world. And as far as the Fur Free campaign goes, once this is officially done, we're taking this on the road and we're going to the next city, which is going to be a surprise. We will be announcing that soon. And obviously we need funds to help us with that as well. And people can donate and they can go to the Fur Free WeHo website and donate on PayPal through there to us.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah, I mean, I just, the program's running in San Francisco on Green 960, KPOJ in Portland. So I'm putting the challenge out there. Who's the next fur-free city? You know, will it be Santa Monica, Berkeley, San Francisco, Portland? I mean, take up the challenge. And who wants to be the first meat-free city and really make a statement, you know? So I'm launching my abolition of meat campaign this weekend at World Veg Festival in San Francisco. I emcee the event every year in Golden Gate Park, and we're working on that because I really want to concentrate on vegan animal liberation activism and the concept of the campaign to abolish meat and not work on, you know, a little more room, you know, furniture for chickens in the future, things along those lines. So I'm trying to focus on that. And, you know, even door-to-door campaigns related to veganism, we see how it worked in West Hollywood, the education that took place there, door-to-door. Well, we should be going door-to-door for vegan because you're not going to hear about it on TV because meat and dairy buy all the advertisements, so do the pharmaceutical companies who pretend to have the cures to the diseases of eating meat and dairy. So we maybe have a minute or two left. Talk a little bit about Behind the Mask, mainly because I'm in the movie. I thought it would be important to bring up again. And but, you know, we've had the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, and perhaps listening to the show is a violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, your appearance here today.
Probably.
And, yeah. And how's Kevin Jonas from Shaq? How's he doing?
I'm so glad that you asked about him. Kevin just got released. So he served almost the entire time. He was convicted and sentenced to 6 years in federal prison, and he served a little bit over 5 years. And he just got out. He has to be in a halfway house for a little while, but hopefully he'll be out of there soon. He'll finally really be free. He's doing well. Mm-hmm. He's doing well. So we're happy. We're happy to have him back.
Yeah, Kevin with the campaign Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty, this campaign that was directed at the notorious research facility, Huntington Life Sciences, which kills 400 animals every day. You know, they're there punching beagles for fun. You were involved with the beagle rescue recently, too, right?
Yeah, I started a project called the Beagle Freedom Project, which is a part of Army Animal Rescue Media and Education. And yeah, we rescue beagles from laboratories, some of the beagles we got were definitely affiliated with, let's just say, the Shaq campaign. So we're very excited that we were able to get them free and out of there and into great loving homes.
Mm. And it's so awful that beagles are abused because they have such wonderful personalities that they're the most abused in the laboratories as a result. And the first love of my life was a beagle when I was age 8, Zsa Zsa. So I want to particularly thank you for caring about beagles and all species. You know, thanks, Sharon. You're definitely.
Yeah.
you're a hero. So I really appreciate the work you do, and I want to thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Bob. So are you, and thanks for everything that you're doing, and thanks to the listeners for being loyal to you and listening to the messages that you have to say and listening to this program. You know, take action.
Take action. Okay. So, Shannon, Keith, go. And the website again for people to check is?
SkinTradeTheMovie.com or ArmyARME.tv or FurFreeWeHo.com.
Okay. All right. If you missed any of it, we archive the show and you can fast forward and play it backward and, you know, get all those. Thanks for being with us today, Shannon, and enjoy your time in Brazil and convince them to go fur free just like West Hollywood did.
I will. Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Thanks.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
Hello, my name is Bo Rinaldi, and I've been a vegan for 51 years. You might know me as one of the owners of the Blossoming Lotus restaurants, and I am also a best-selling cookbook author of Vegan Fusion and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Eating Raw. We have a vegan cooking school and travel the world showing people how to thrive on a plant-based lifestyle. We teach owners of spas and hotels, do private chefing for the rich and famous, and virtually everyone we meet about the merits of a locally sourced, made-from-scratch, plant-based diet. We think by using the concepts we show you at www.cookinghealthylessons.com that we can grow our way out of the mess the U.S. and the rest of the world is in. We also have land that we are developing on the beaches of Ecuador, retreats that we give at our eco-resort there, and much more to share, all found at blossominglotus.com. Please support Go Vegan Radio, your local vegan businesses, and organic farmers everywhere as we band together to grow our way to personal freedom, health, and self-empowerment. Please join us at www.blossominglotus.com to learn about all we have to offer.
If you were looking for the perfect formula diet, where would you find it? Read the book, The Perfect Formula Diet, How to Lose Weight and Get Healthy Now with 6 Kinds of Whole Foods, written by Janice Stanger, PhD, certified in plant-based nutrition. The Perfect Formula Diet is based on over 1,000 scientific studies and is endorsed by Dr. T. Colin Campbell, author of the China Study, Neil Barnard, MD of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and other experts on nutrition. The Perfect Formula Diet, practical and easy to read, and with a plan to make it work for you, whether you're already vegan or ready to make the transition to a healthier lifestyle. The Perfect Formula Diet by Janice Stanger, available from Amazon or perfectformuladiet.com.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special treat, no meat in San Jose. It's Vegetarian House Organic Vegan Restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. Vegetarian House, a world-class dining experience since 1994, featuring fine cuisine from around the world. Vietnam, China, Thailand, India, Europe, the Middle East, and the Americas. Made from local organic GMO-free ingredients. Sauces, bean curd, and noodles made in-house. Powered by rooftop solar panels, Vegetarian House, concerned with the environment, compassion for animals, and your health, offers to-go packaging that's biodegradable and compostable. See the extensive menu at vegetarianhouse.us, including appetizers, soup, salad, sandwiches, dazzling desserts, organic fruit and vegetable juices. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street, San Jose. Catering available. Open for weekday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., dinner 5 to 9, Saturday and Sunday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Call 408-292-3798, vegetarianhouse.us.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. You can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services right here, affordably. Just email me, it's bob@goveganradio.com. And I'm not just friends with any thousands of people on Facebook. I want to be friends with you on Facebook. Please go to Bob Linden,
Bob, L-I-N-D-E-N, and be my friend so that next year you can remind me that I'm 61. Don't remind me. I want to remind you my offer still stands if you're listening to this program on Green 960 in the San Francisco Bay Area on Sunday, October 2nd in the 3 p.m. hour. I am saying come on down to the 12th annual World Veg Festival. Anytime between now and 6:30, your admission is free, courtesy of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. That is, if you are not a vegan yet, even if you think you never will be. No obligation, just tell them at the gate, Bob Linden on Green 960 said, I get in for free, and if you can't remember my name or Green 960, you know, just say, oh, some dude on the radio said I can get in for free. The festival runs till 6, and then at 6:30, a world-renowned speaker on nutrition, T. Colin Campbell, The China Study, Forks Over Knives. T. Colin Campbell talks at 6:30 in the main auditorium, and if you're not vegan, come on, see him for free. We're at the County Fair Building, Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln. Well, we have another victory for animals thanks to the San Francisco activist group LGBT Compassion, successfully waging a 2-year campaign to first ban live poultry sales at the Civic Center Farmers Market, and now success in the city of Richmond, where the city council just voted to ban the sale of live chickens at its farmers market effective November 1st. Anyway, the protests in Brooklyn against this ritual of Jewish animal sacrifice, the protests are this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, October 4th, 5th, and 6th, all 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday, Ocean Parkway and Avenue P in Midwood. Wednesday, at the Pupa Kosher Butcher Store, 118 Division Avenue in Williamsburg. Then Thursday evening, the protest is on Eastern Parkway between Kingston and Albany in Crown Heights. When last I contacted the USDA regarding the condition of Sarah, the Ringling Brothers elephant slave who toppled from the entrance of a railroad car to the ground in Anaheim where we were protesting, I spoke to Dave Sachs of the USDA, who said that the agency has filed a report. However, Feld Entertainment, owner of Ringling Brothers, has appealed the report, and the report won't be made public until the appeal is settled. Sarah, 54 years old, a Ringling Brothers slave for 43 years. It's time to free Sarah now and have her retire to a sanctuary, although Mr. Sachs of the USDA says it's very rare that the USDA actually seizes an animal. It has to be horrific conditions. I don't know, Sarah is really sick, and I don't know what would qualify, but we'll keep following the story. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We have to purchase airtime every week. And you can make your donation by making your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. We are a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. So make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it's goveganradio.com.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat Sticks.
Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro in Portland is so popular, it's had to expand its seating. Find out for yourself why Sweet Lemon rates such rave reviews for its 100% vegan, Asian, and American fusion creative cuisine. Some dishes found nowhere else. See the menu at SweetLemonVeggieBistro.com. Catering trays, vegan cakes, and delivery are available. Sweet Lemon in the Bethany Village Center, 4888 Northwest Bethany Boulevard. Call 503-617-1419. Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro. The clock is ticking for planet Earth in crisis. Climate change, rising oceans, melting glaciers, deforestation, floods, fires, tornadoes, loss of biodiversity, hunger, disease, poverty. what do we do? Read the new book from Supreme Master Ching Hai, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. She and her organization have been recognized by world, national, and state leaders for their noble dedication to disaster relief. What is the connection between planetary disaster and meat and dairy consumption? Read From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, from Supreme Master Ching Hai. What must we ask of our local and global leaders at this time of crisis? What must we ask of ourselves to save the planet? How do we go from crisis to peace? Read From Crisis to Peace. Read it for free at crisistopeace.org. That's crisis, the number 2, peace.org. Read it for free. For more on the environment, compassion for animals, improved human health, and plenty of free vegan cooking lessons, visit suprememastertv.com. Read the new book from Supreme Master Ching Hai at crisistopeace.org.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, GoVeganRadio.com. Don't forget my offer to all non-vegans, or as I like to call them, pre-vegans. Admission is free right now at the World Veg Festival, Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln. The festival goes till 6 o'clock, so still plenty of time for you to enjoy. And we have a great speaker in T. Colin Campbell of the China Study and Forks Over Knives at 6:30 p.m., and you get in for free at the gate. Just say you heard from Bob Linden on Green 960 that admission is free for you, your friends, and your family. And with my talk today at the 12th Annual World Veg Festival, I discuss the need for vegans to promote veganism. If we don't do it, who will? And that we shouldn't be distracted by campaigns that are counterproductive to promoting veganism, such as those put forth by the Humanely About the Money Society of the United States. I would hate for any vegans to really waste time on the new HSUS campaign that may put perches in chicken cages in 18 years, maybe with some wood shavings to go along with it. Also, there was an event that I produced in San Francisco a couple of years ago called Soul Food for Thought, which was vegan outreach to people of color, a very entertaining program that needs financing. You can work with me on that. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. I'm also hooking up with some people out of France. Yes, a new French revolution is happening. The campaign to abolish meat starting in France. We're partnering on that, and I think we're going to get something going here in California. I mean, if we can ban plastic bags, let's ban something that's really harmful to our health, to the environment, to the animals. You can go to abolish-meat.org for information on that. abolish-meat.org. Get the megaphone and head to McDonald's. You can see me on YouTube, what I've done directing a campaign against McDonald's using the megaphone. Why hasn't anyone told you that going vegan with no animal products in your diet is the key to healthy people, healthy environment, and happy animals? Meat and dairy are the biggest advertisers in the media, on TV and radio, and so are the drug companies that pretend to find cures to your meat and dairy-caused diseases. What does the largest study of diet and health ever say? Go to tcolincampbell.org. Why does Bill Clinton's heart doctor say heart disease is preventable and reversible? Visit HeartAttackProof.com. Your family will enjoy discovering the flavorful variety of vegan foods, recipes, cooking lessons, restaurants. Don't be afraid. You can now find delicious vegan food choices for all the foods that you love. Visit the farmer's market, the organic produce section, grow a garden, discover the health secrets of leafy greens. Please consider going vegan. Why dine on death when you can celebrate life? Love your neighbors. So anyway, I'm thinking of that as something to hang on doors in the neighborhood, just something that, you know, we can all do and promote veganism, because if we vegans don't do it, who will? And if we vegans don't support Go Vegan with Bob Linden, who will? You can do so with a tax-deductible donation, your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts, and to donate online, it's GoVeganRadio.com. Greetings, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on Green 960.
Don't miss Go Vegan with Bob Linden this Sunday at 3 p.m. I celebrate the new West Hollywood ban on fur with animal rights attorney and filmmaker Shannon Keith. She produced the documentary Skin Trade, an expose of the horrors of the fur industry. Her first film was Behind the Mask, the story of the people who risk everything to save animals, which takes a look at the animal liberation front. I make an appearance in that movie. I'm the only one not wearing a ski mask. Also on this week's program, LGBT Compassion and its success stories banning the sale of live chickens at Bay Area farmers' markets, protests in Brooklyn against the bizarre Jewish ritual of animal sacrifice, and Sunday is Gandhi's birthday. We salute the vegan social justice liberation hero. This weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, is the 12th annual World Veg Festival in the County Fair Building at Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. I'm honored to MC once again, introducing speakers in the main auditorium throughout the weekend, and I present a talk Sunday morning at 10:30 on vegan animal liberation activism and the campaign to abolish meat that has its roots in France. Please be with me Sunday morning at 10:30 in the Garden Club room. Admission is free for early birds before 10:30 Saturday and Sunday. It's a presentation of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Great entertainment, cooking demos, food, and speakers. Look at the schedule at worldvegfestival.com, where you see Dr. Tel Oren starting things off in the main auditorium with The Truth About Protein at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, followed by Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. Sunday, John Robbins is in the auditorium at 1:30. At 6:30 p.m., T. Colin Campbell of the China Study and Forks Over Knives. Don't forget, my talk is Sunday, 10:30 in the morning at the Garden Club Room. And do look at the schedule because there's a wealth of knowledge and outstanding speakers. Go Vegan with Bob Linden, made possible in the Bay Area by Vegetarian House. World-class vegan organic cuisine in downtown San Jose at 520 East Santa Clara Street. Visit vegetarianhouse.us. And by Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants, now with over 200 worldwide. The first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane in Palo Alto, 165 University Avenue. Visit lovinghut.us for the location near you. If you love animals, please support their voice in mainstream media with a tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan Radio. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. Be my friend on Facebook. It's Bob Linden. And you can make a tax-deductible donation online to support the program. For archives and podcasts and to donate online, please visit goveganradio.com.